Welcome to People Power and Politics, hard talk, riveting interviews, community updates, in-depth analysis. That's People Power and Politics. We tell it to you as it is. No holds barred. You are the people. You have the power. We bring you the politics. To listen to our show, be a guest, or to advertise, visit www.pppradio.nyc. That's www.pppradio.nyc.
A very warm welcome to everyone. We are joined by a special guest, Mr. Stephen Barrington, who is the Executive Vice President and Spokesperson for the Small Business Congress. Welcome. So good to have you here with us today.
Thank you.
Our pleasure. So we're going to talk about the 2021 New York City Council races. There are 51 seats in the New York City's legislative body. And thanks to term limits, 35 of those are open and up for grabs. What does a city council member do exactly, and how will this massive changeover in the council help shape the city's future?
Well, the councilman, as people know, in general terms, represents their district, but that what's more important is that they can not only advocate, but they can pass laws to either improve the quality of life or not and help people with those issues, including small business. And small businesses are in desperate need, facing two crises at the same time, of help.
And what are those two crises?
Well, before COVID, we had the small business job survival crisis, where small businesses were going out at absolute record rates, and it's been increasing for the last 20 years. And it accelerated under Bloomberg and then flew off the chart under de Blasio. And before COVID, we were getting 1,400 mom-and-pop stores every single month going out of business. That's 8.5 jobs. You do the math, 120,000 jobs a year. In 10 years, it's way over a million jobs, close to 2 million jobs. And that's why you see the empty stores all over New York City. And that's before the COVID crisis. So now you get hit with the second crisis, COVID. These businesses can't survive. The landlords don't care. They're not helping them. And you hear about the cry of the landlords and small landlords, but let's face facts. Most landlords, even small, are not, quote, poor or small landlords. In New York City, if you own a building and you're renting out to tenants and you have commercial tenants, that building's always worth way over $1 million. So you're sitting with an asset that's worth substantial funds, and they could work together with the small businesses, and they have not. They've been gouging them with outrageous rents for the last 20 years. And when they talk about a 10 or 15 cent natural market rollback, the public should know that's laughable when they get hit with 800, 900, 1200% increases when they go to renew their leases, and they only get a short-term lease on top of that. So that's why we're dealing with a double crisis.
So how do we move forward with this new election coming on? What, you know, should we expect? How should people vote? What should they be looking at?
People should look at which council person is going to come right out and commit right now. Don't wait till next November and next January when they're sworn in. Mm-hmm. Come right now, because the crisis is every day. We're losing businesses every day. It's accelerated to several thousand a month all across New York City. There is no district, there is no Main Street that has not been impacted by the closings of mom and pop stores. So what they can do is demand that the Small Business Job Survival Act, which is sitting on Cory Johnson's desk, since the hearing in October 18th, which he promised to bring to a vote, that be voted on and passed. That will give mom and pop stores, small businesses, commercial businesses, some sort of rights. Right now, they have no rights. So that gives them a 10-year right to renewal if they're in good standing. It gives them fair rents at a reasonable increase and a reasonable amount, and they don't get stuck, slammed, paying all of the landlord's taxes. Most people don't realize the tenants pay all their taxes, too. There's got to be a balance and fairness. That Jobs Act right now can be passed today. People should be screaming for a vote and ask their council candidates, why aren't you campaigning on it? Why do you not hear about it? Don't tell us about support for small businesses and programs and Small Business Administration. You've got to save the mom and pop stores, the lifeblood of New York City and every community. And the way to do it is to give them rights first. Let's not talk about little stuff. Let's talk about saving the place in the first place from closing. Don't tell me about new programs for new businesses. What about all the existing businesses?
Exactly.
Don't you want them to stay there? Don't you want your neighborhoods to be stable? And no candidate, look across the city. They're not even talking about it. It's not even in their listing. Look at the campaign literature. Look at what you get in the mail. Oh, I support small business. Do they support the Jobs Act? No. There's a meaningless other proposal recently by Gail Brewer and Helen Rosenthal that is more like rent control or helps the landlord. It's the landlord's bill. It gives the landlord a year of rent from that tenant while he looks for a new tenant. It also increases the rent on that tenant 10%, doesn't decrease it, and gives the landlord the right to throw him out in 90 days. So it really is a delay. Oh, look how we're helping mom and pop. No, you're not. You're giving a year of rent to go into the landlord's pocket instead of an empty store. The tenant gets thrown out anyway, and the tenant pays an increase, and the tenant pays the taxes. And that's until the landlord gets a higher, bigger, deeper pocketed tenant. That doesn't do anything to stabilize Main Street. Do not be fooled. The Jobs Act will. And at SaveNYCJobs.org, you can be an expert too if you're listening. Just go to SaveNYCJobs.org and you'll learn everything about the Job Survival Act.
So given all the work that the Small Business Congress has been doing, and we have this election cycle which is coming down to a close, it's winding down because whoever wins the June primary practically wins the general election. Have the Small Business Congress tried to engage with those council members, you know, put that added pressure now that they are in the hot seat, and even with those new persons looking to come in, the newcomers?
Yes, we have. We have reached out to many of the candidates. They may not admit that they have been reached out to, but we have. There's 5 and 10 and 12 in many of the districts across the city, and only a handful responded to us. And out of that handful, only 2 or 3 said, yes, wow, I didn't know, I'll support your position. The rest don't know, don't care, don't want to know. And do not be fooled, ladies and gentlemen. This is about Ribney, the Real Estate Board of New York. We together at the Small Business Congress renamed City Hall Ribney Hall because they're the ones that control the city. And if you don't wake up to what's really happening and the real money behind it, the local bids, the Chamber of Commerce, all of them deal with landlords, real estate, Ribney money. You should know some basic facts. If we don't pass the Job Survival Act, the recent immigrant study just done in 2021 to follow up our 2009 study that you'll see on our website says 83% of immigrant owners cannot survive going back to over a decade long of this unresolved crisis. It also shows that 87% said they would remain in business, they would build a future with these rights. The right to renew long leases, the right to negotiate fair lease terms and allow reasonable profit, protection for the gouging and the landlord abuses like illegal extortion of cash in order just to remain in business and negotiate, and no more paying all of the landlord's property taxes. The immigrant owners, which is the majority of small businesses in New York City, cannot stay in business any longer paying the high rents and the landlord's growing property taxes. We must restore the American dream in New York City and do it realistically and honestly. Otherwise, you will just see more of the same as we have for the past few decades.
So, Mr. Barrison, we want to thank you for coming here and sharing this critical information with us. And please share your website where our listenership can get detailed information.
You can become, as I said earlier, all your listeners, an absolute expert to confront every candidate, your neighbors, your friends, your elected officials right now, and say, I know about what's going on, the Small Business Job Survival Act. Read about it, ladies and gentlemen, at SaveNYCJobs.org. Again, that's SaveNYCJobs.org, and you'll become an expert too.
Thank you so much, sir.
People power in politics. Hard talk, riveting interviews, community updates, in-depth analysis. That's people power in politics. We tell it to you as it is. No holds barred. You are the people. You have the power. We bring you the politics. To listen to our show, be a guest, or to advertise, visit www.pppradio.nyc. That's www.pppradio.nyc.